Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday, the 27th of January, episode number 735. Pushing on. Will he get to the 1,000? No foxes in the night, you'll be pleased to know, but we did find out last night that I've led a sheltered life. I was sitting in my office trading the football. I'm back to normal now, so Sam and I are back mixing. And I got up half time in the 7 o'clock kickoffs to go and make a cup of tea, and I poked my head in. This is to do with shagging again. I'm obsessed with it, clearly. I poked my head in and asked her if she wanted a cup of tea. She was in watching the TV, and on the screen there was a couple shagging. I went, "What on earth are you watching?" And she said, "It's some detective thing. He's just given her a knee trembler." I said, "What on earth is a knee trembler?" She said, "You must know what." And I said, "I haven't got a clue what you're talking about." She didn't believe me. She went, "Come on." I said, "I haven't got a clue what you're talking about." I said, "I haven't got a Scooby. What you're on about? What's a knee trembler?" And apparently, a knee trembler is sex in an alleyway. I suppose, as I put it, it was The Bay she was watching. Something about Morecambe. Who on earth wants to have sex in an alleyway in Morecambe, for goodness sake? And she said, and then she sort of later on, she said, genuinely, I haven't got a clue. I've never heard that in my life. And she said, "Oh, well, there you go. You've led a sheltered life." I said, "Well, clearly, I was doing other things than knee trembling." I told you the story of the bloke who whacked me. Another one, the Now. You know, I said I'm listening to the Now lists, the Now music. It's brilliant. I'm absolutely loving it. Just for the fact of the nostalgia, going back and reminiscing on things and periods of time. And a couple of days ago, I got to Barcelona by Freddie Mercury. And that I got a whack. It reminded me of when I got another whack. That's the time I got a whack. When Arsenal played Barcelona in the Champions League final years ago, black and white TV, wasn't it? It's that long ago. But when they played them, the golf club where I was a member at the time set up a Champions League evening. 9 hours of golf, bit of dinner, and then watched the Champions League final. And obviously I'm wanting Barcelona with my mate, the racing guy, gone. Actually, he went to the final, paid about €500 for a ticket out there. But I there was only two of us that weren't supporting Arsenal in the room, myself, and there was an hairdresser who's a West Ham fan, and he'd had a bet that Arsenal, he'd had a bet about 2 years before that Arsenal wouldn't win the Champions League over the next 5 year period. With an Arsenal fan, so he was rooting for Barcelona, and I was. And me being me, I went completely over the top. I took a DVD with this song on Barcelona up to the clubhouse and got it played over the loudspeaker system. So as people were arriving, it was roaring out Barcelona. When we were all coming in from golf, so just had it playing on loop, Barcelona continuously winding people up. And then, obviously, the match starts, Arsenal take the lead, and then when Barcelona scored, I jumped up, went absolutely mental, get in, and there's a bloke there, big guy he is as well, para, and he said, Ian, he said, "If you jump up again, if they score, I'm going to hit you." I went, all right, son, calm yourself down. And obviously, Barcelona got the winner. I jumped up again, just couldn't help it, and he did hit me. He hit me, he whacked me in the guts. I'd sort of half sat back down again, and he sort of whacked me in the guts, knocked me and my chair over. There's still a dent in the radiator where he knocked me back into the radiator. The dent is still there. It's still in the golf clubhouse. The radiator's still got the dent in it where he whacked me. See, I'd forgotten about that until I went through my Now called, that's what I call music. But I'll say it was worth it. It was worth it just to see him lift the trophy up, wasn't it? Yeah, see, get myself in trouble. Barcelona. Marvellous, what a good night that was. Right, what have we got? You can tell we're in strange times, can't you? Flipping hell, West Ham fourth in the table. Do me a favour. I mean, it's the world's going nuts. I told you, ever since I started this podcast, the world is going nuts. And when you can click on the old Premier League table and see West Ham above Liverpool, Tottenham, Everton and Arsenal in fourth place, you know something's gone wrong. But of course, before they get all excited, they have played more games than anybody else. And they've got a run of games coming up. They haven't had any proper fixtures for a while, have they? They've got some proper fixtures coming up. They've got Liverpool, they've got Villa, they've got Man United, they've got us. It's all coming up over the next month for them. They'll be back down to their mid-table, job done. I think Fulham's fairly tough. Only easy one they've got is Sheffield United, who can't seem to beat anybody at the minute. Big Sam, a little bit of a five, or what was it, pasting. City are looking good, aren't they? Suggs, he'll probably be telling me that we can beat them in that cup final. They are looking good. Right, what else have we got? What have we got tonight? It's not the Spuds tonight, is it? That's tomorrow. Where am I? Here we go. Barcelona. Oh, we've got quite a few on tonight. Oh, Chelsea, we've got Tuchel's first game against Wolverhampton. United will beat Sheffield United. Everton Leicester, good game. Everton Leicester, let's do them. Burnley are going to beat Villa. There you go, another claret and blue clash. Burnley are beating you, Villa, tonight. Sorry about that, they're beating you. They're going to go on a bit of a run, Burnley. Sean Dyche, Claret and Blue Army, they're going to beat Villa. Chelsea will beat Wolves. There'll be new manager syndrome come in, they'll beat Wolves. Brighton Fulham will be a draw. Everton Leicester will be a draw. And United will win the Battle of the Uniteds. Man United will beat Sheffield United. There you go. And then tomorrow night, Liverpool will beat Tottenham. There you go. Whack them in a sixfold. Job done. There's some other bits I forgot today. Make notes, Ian. I can't remember. I genuinely can't remember. I think there was a couple of other bits through the pod on Monday, Tuesday. Monday's pod. I can't remember what it was. Old footy trader telling me that the first one was okay, rest not so good. Oh, cheers very much. Thanks very much. I can't remember the other one. Can't remember the other one at all, but something else. And Scott Harvey sending me nonsense. Sort yourself out, jock boy. Right, I have got some football for you today. I've got some foosball. We had three winners in the Telegram last night. I hope the boys were on. Where are we? It's that sheet there, Ian. Right, we have got a late first half goal at Beerschot Villarik versus KV Kortrijk. I think some of you were on the Groya Firth game last night. I think some of you got some at Osnabrück or Gofirth, whoever it was, Groyther Firth. Useless at pronouncing them. But same today, Beerschot versus Kortrijk in Belgium kicks off at 7:45. And over 1.5 at Coventry Sheffield Wednesday. This is a game that Betfair didn't have up yesterday. Coventry Sheffield Wednesday. They've been sent to Coventry and they're playing at Birmingham Stadium. It's playing in Birmingham, aren't they? I don't know if it's Birmingham Stadium or is it just in Birmingham. But Coventry Sheffield Wednesday, if it's 0-0, 25 minutes over 1.5, back it and trade from there. So Coventry Sheffield Wednesday over 1.5. Beerschot versus Kortrijk. Late first half goal. Right, when I remember what I've got to say to you, I will put it down on a piece of paper and then I'll remember it. See, useless. Right, I hope you're all well. That's it, that's all I've got, because I genuinely can't remember. I've lost my train of thought and I've got some bits to do, so I'm going to go and crack on with those instead. I'll be back with you all tomorrow.